You're listening to
The Marne Report.
Hi, Ford Stewart and Hunter Army Airfield. Kelsey here, back with another edition of the Marne Report podcast. Today, I am joined by our special guest, Major Mark Maybaum, who is a Division Operations Planner with the 3rd Infantry Division at Fort Stewart. Today, we're going to talk about training and what to expect. Thank you so much for joining me, Major Maybaum. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. So could you share maybe a little more about your role here at Fort Stewart and the 3rd Infantry Division?
Sure. On the division, the General's Division staff, I'm in the G35 section, which is Future Operations Planning. And we take a look at generally all the training that is 90 days and longer. We ensure that 90 days and further out, and we ensure that all the planning and resourcing is lined up so that the units can go out and train effectively.
Awesome. Yeah, so you're perfect for our topic today. Yeah. So it's a new year here on Fort Stewart, and that means that the 3rd Infantry Division is going to be ramping up training. So what can we expect to happen here shortly?
Absolutely. As we move into this quarter from January to March, you'll see increasing amount of training going on throughout the division. It'll start here in January with the Division Support Brigade, 3DSB provider. They will go out and conduct some base defense live fires and conduct some of their training to ensure readiness and preparedness for future missions. And then we'll transition to more training amongst more of the units throughout the division as 3CAB, our Combat Aviation Brigade, conducts some aerial gunnery throughout the month of January into February. And then this will all culminate in later February into Marne Focus, the first 2 weeks of March, when 2ABCT Spartan will conduct their 45-day training density into the Marne Focus, which will prepare them for their eventual rotation out at the NTC.
And what exactly does field training, I guess, consist of? So for the people out there who, I just hear the word training, how would you summate what training means?
Sure. So when the units go out to training, they will practice on a variety of tasks they are required to ensure their readiness for missions. For units such as the tankers or those on Bradley crewmen, they'll conduct gunnery, which is learning how to operate and fire the vehicle effectively. The same goes for our aviation pilots, or in the case of provider, we have our sustainers and maintainers conducting base defense of their logistics nodes. So your soldiers might be out there firing from vehicle platforms, those weapon systems, their personal weapon systems, and they might be maneuvering around conducting force on force, which is a bit for our civilian folks. It's like a war game. We'll pit a couple forces against each other, have them go live with a mile system, which is like an advanced form of laser tag, and they'll get some really good training out of it, preparedness for future missions.
Yeah, so really kind of more of a live scenario training instead of just in a simulator or day-to-day operations.
Absolutely. There's a lot of benefit to being out in the elements, operating the actual vehicles, going against a live opponent, or in this case, instead of an enemy, you're going against friendly forces, but you get a really good sense of what it's like to operate in real life.
Is this leading up to anything for those units, or just they have to do it?
Units generally have to do this at all times. We're always ready here in the 3rd Infantry Division, ready to deploy at a moment's notice as a part of the 18th Airborne Corps. However, these units will eventually be on a road to future deployments. We know they will go to the National Training Center some point in the future, and then wherever our nation needs us, they will be ready at any time.
And so you said that it will run from January to March.
That's right. A variety of units will train from January to March. You'll really see a bulk of the noise and activity in that later February portion into the first 2 weeks of March when we do Marne Focus. There'll be quite a bit of activity, noise. It'll really be prevalent that we are training here on Fort Stewart in those first 2 weeks of March.
And I know that the people here at Fort Stewart care a lot about the noise, as you said. What else can the community members or people on post, around post, expect besides just noise?
Sure. In addition to the noise from tanks firing, artillery firing, you will see increased traffic across those routes that kind of cut through the training areas. We have 119 and 144. From time to time, units will need to cross those between training areas. We just ask that during this period that folks are aware that units could be crossing because these are large vehicles, can be hard to see at night or if there's fog, and then they can leave behind some dirt, which we do clean up and we get that out of the roadway. However, during that process, folks are in the roadway. Mm-hmm. We will have road guards posted, so there'll be soldiers out there with road vests. They'll have flashing amber lights. We'll have increased MP patrolling of the routes to kind of provide awareness. But if you see these kind of indicators and you're moving on one of those roadways, just slow down, be aware, so you don't come up abruptly on a few tanks crossing the roadway.
Yeah, that will be quite a stir on your morning commute, I guess.
That's right.
Is there any other ways it'll impact the community, or kind of what do you ask of the community during this time?
Well, obviously the noise during nighttime hours when it's quiet, it's cold, and that noise really travels, that will impact the community. We talked about the roadway a little bit. But just for those folks who are plugged into, you know, Fort Stewart or might be family members of their service members, those service members will be really unplugged during training. We try to make a realistic training environment. They're focused on that. They may not have immediate access to cell service, or they may not even have their cell phones on them at a time. So just be aware of what your contacts are with the unit, with services around the garrison, so that in the event you can't get in touch with your service member, you know where to go for assistance, whether that's medically or you just have to get in contact with your service member. Know which folks you can reach in the rear for your chain of command. If you need to get a hold of chaplains, anything else, make sure that your family does a little bit of preparedness if you're the family member of a service member before they go out to that 45-day training density.
That's really good advice. Yeah, I didn't even think about that aspect and kind of being away from all the day-to-day. I guess, is there anything else that you would like to add before we go?
No, just one thing, and that this train, the way we have set this up in the 3rd Infantry Division is we have these brief periods, might not seem brief, 45 days is quite long, but we have these periods when we are really training hard. We pull out of the garrison, we go out to the training area with our units, and we train hard and we focus on training. And that allows us to come back into garrison at the conclusion of training and implement the Martin Standard Duty Day, get soldiers home on time, be with their families, and kind of establish a normal livelihood. It will be different as they move out to training, but that's on purpose. So we try to give that predictability. So when folks are wondering why they're gone for 45 days in the field, it's to kind of centralize that. So you have some predictability, you know, the soldier can focus on training and then return and, be with their families at the conclusion.
Of course, yeah. Well, I know I learned a lot, and I hope our audience did too. To stay up to date on training notifications, please follow us on social media or check out the Fort Stewart website. Thank you, Major Maybaum, for joining me. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. I'm Kelsey Stieber, and that concludes this episode of the Martin Report. See you next week.
The Digital Garrison app is your one-stop source for all things Fort Stewart Hunter Army Airfield. With the DG at your fingertips, you'll never miss out on upcoming events, installation updates, facility and gate information, weather, shopping, and so much more. Digital Garrison is free from your phone's app store. Download today.